own zone. Lost it. Lindmark there to help him out, though. Sends it to the near corner. Scholes ahead to Lucius. Got enough of it to center. Four-box pass for Lindmark. Not on target. And now Penn State with it again at neutral. They bounce it off the wall. Stopped by Scholes to the stick of Tyson Dick. And he'll flip it in and chase. 3:20 to go. Tyson Dick. Oh, nice play behind the net. Tries to wrap it around short side on Soulier, who covered the far post. He hangs on. Then Dick got knocked to the ice by a couple of Nittany Lions. But cooler heads prevail. 3:17 to go here in the third. It's a 3-1 Wisconsin lead.
Yeah, both teams very content with not making mistakes deep in the offensive or defensive zone. Very content with just getting over the red line and dumping it in and forcing players to be made on the outskirts of the ice rink against the boards. Just very content not to give up anything spectacular in a prime scoring position. Not to say that they're conservative,
yep,
but just common sense.
Penn State challenging contact to the head once again, so a stoppage in play. Badgers lead 3-1 late third period. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The holidays come but once a year, and MasterForce is here to spread some cheer with drivers and drills and blades and bits. From sanders and saws to power tool kits, Menards has the value and savings, of course. Shop tools and accessories from MasterForce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about our gift cards. Hurry now for deals on MasterForce. Available at Menards, of course.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center, Brew Pub, Lotsa Matsa Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. After video review, here's Barry Pakmara. No penalty on the ice. Penn State has lost its timeout, but in effect, it was a timeout because it took the referees about a minute to make sure there was no head contact.
Defensive zone faceoff, top line out for Penn State after the whistle. They were tired. Give them a minute and a half or 2 minute break.
Yep. Badgers' best faceoff man out there. In the offensive zone, Owen Lindmark, 62% this season against Carson Dick, and he wins the draw. Bantle's shot, that's blocked. Ricochet to the corner, and Penn State goes to get it. That's Dylan Grattan up the ice. He comes to the blue line. Looked like Penn State was offside. They say no. Deep in the Wisconsin zone, puck came free to Dexheimer. Chased it down, skates it ahead, avoids a big hit, and able to roll it down to the Nittany yep. Lions zone. No icing. Good play by Ben Dexheimer.
I'm not sure what the intent was of Tyler Paquette, but he was going to come hard and make sure that the Badgers did not get uncontested play in the neutral zone.
Soulier came halfway out of his net and then went back, and now he heads to the Penn State bench for an extra attacker. Badgers up two with 2:30 left to play. Genev, left wing, is shot knocked free by Daniel Lodge. Good play by the Badgers defenseman. Trying to knife it free, leaning in Palatichuk. He's getting busy behind the cage. Now a centering pass off the paddle of Grandma's stick. Badgers tried to clear but flubbed it blue line. Dowd finds a man far side. That was Crespo. His bullet went off a stick and up off the glass. Daniel Lodge again.
Hard.
Yep, here's Kerwin now. Couldn't handle the pass in the corner, but able to pull it free from the Badgers. Horbach throws it on net. It ricocheted free. And now loose in the right corner, it's down. Goal line right. He'll skate it behind the net. He wrapped one around before. He tries again. Grandma stops, dives on it. And Grandma went down. He appears to be okay. And there will be no shenanigans here, although William is still rolling around to the right of his cage.
Xander Lampa is the guilty party. He comes flying in and actually pokes three or four times at Grandma, and the Badger defenseman took offense to it, and there was a little pushing and shoving, but I think cooler heads prevailed. I can imagine that all of the Badger players have been said, protect your goaltender, but don't get crazy.
10 seconds for station identification. Legal ID, 10 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Wisconsin leading 3-1 under 2 minutes to play. Extra attacker for the Badgers as Penn State has emptied its net. Beg your pardon, for Penn State, which with its net empty to our left. Badgers steal. Long range shot by Wisconsin's Steve Saint Foul. Just a bit wide icing on the Badgers. Now Mike Hastings telling his alternate captain some instructions there as Maddie tried to
bounce it off the boards and make it a foot race.
Yep.
Don't give us an icing again.
Yep, face off to Grandma's right. Lindmark against Boucau. Lindmark's ready. Boucau taking a breath. Linesman drops the puck. Boucau leans into Lindmark, wins the draw. They swing it to the right side. Fink, and he fanned the shot. Lucius on him. Lucius steals, looking to go all the way down, but leaping was Pulisic to keep it alive. And a whistle.
Hand pass.
And they'll say a hand pass. Pulisic leapt up with his right hand, knocked it down, but the puck came to a teammate. So a hand pass on the Nittany Lions forces the faceoff outside the Wisconsin zone with 1:28 left here in the third, and a 3-1 Wisconsin advantage.
So you had your top line, left winger and right winger, from deep inside the blue line, trying to score open net goals down the other end. I was like, ooh.
So Cilia's out now with Horbach and Bantle. Cilia 60% of the faceoff circle. Xander Lampa last night won 9 of 16. Warning on Lampa. Extra attacker for Penn State. Their net is empty.
Go forward.
That's what Cilia's going to try to do, and he does. He got it forward. Dowd, though, cross ice all the way to Kerwin. He tried to shoot, but the puck was up on end, and it just kind of fluttered behind the net. Cilia's stick chopped in half by Paquette. Centering pass went past Janiev. It's rolling slowly to the Penn State cage, but Dowd hustles back to get it. That was on goal, and Dowd got there before it crossed the line. He even got to the crease about 10 feet prior to that. Oh, here's a backhand pass shot by Lampa, I think intended for Jania. Kind of popped into the chest of the goaltender, Grandma, who is on his knees. He hangs on with 1:01 to play. Badgers leading 3-1 over 17th-ranked Penn State.
Kind of reminds me of the Daniel Lotz syndrome.
Yeah.
Where he scored on his own net on the power play. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt more sorry for any left-handed defenseman in Badger hockey history is when you score in your own net when you're on the power play.
Remember, Liam Walmquist did the same the year prior. Set up for Kerwin. His blast out high, blocked. Here's Wisconsin's Lucius. He'll go for the empty netter, and Dowd got his skate in the way. But no icing. DeSaint Foul pressuring in the Penn State zone, but the Nittany Lions come out of there with it. 43 seconds left. They need two to pull even. Paquette dumps it in, gives chase. Good hip check by Vorlicki, freeing the puck. And then Kerwin from the right circle, his shot deflected. Low right, another attempt, this time by Sarlo. Stopped by Wisconsin's Grandma. Puck out to Sarlo again. His shot blocked down by Lindmark. He cuts to his left, lifted it ahead to Lucius, out of his reach. 21 seconds left. The Badgers lead 3-1. Center ice now, it's Lampa. Passes to Kerwin. Fans here at the Kohl Center come to their feet. Quite a first semester for the Wisconsin Badgers under first-year coach Mike Hastings. Off to an 8-2 start in the Big Ten and 14-4 to begin the regular season, and an empty netter to finish off the first half by Jack Horbach. Wisconsin cleared. Horbach beat the Nittany Lions in a foot race as it came off the end boards, and Horbach hammered it home at the horn. Wisconsin wins 4-1, and the Badgers off to their best start since the 05-06 national championship season.
And in celebration, we have not only a lot of standing, cheering people, but there's a bucket load of teddy bears hitting their way to the ice.
The Penn State Nittany Lions remain on the ice, but now Guy Gadowski telling his players, getting the handshake line.
The goal was under review to see if the clock had expired before Jack Harbaugh sent it into the open net.
It looks like it counts.
We're hoping.
Yeah, it looks like it counts at the 20-minute mark. The Badgers get an empty net goal and finish off a 4-1 victory over the Penn State Nittany Lions. William Grama stood tall tonight after giving up a goal 1 minute in. Anthony Kerr scores his first goal this season. Christian Fitzgerald, the go-ahead goal halfway through the second. Charlie Stramel, a big goal early in the third. And then Horbach's empty netter. Wisconsin 4, Penn State 1, the final here in Madison. And our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Forget the kitchen chaos and embrace a stress-free celebration. Let Quality Foods of Wisconsin Rapids do the cooking with their complete Christmas ham or prime rib dinners. All you have to do is heat and serve, leaving you more time for making memories and enjoying the holiday spirit. Make this Christmas special with a gift of time and delicious memories. Let Quality Foods do the cooking so you can savor the season. Order your hassle-free holiday meal today from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 25. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 32. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin defeats Penn State 4-1, earns a series sweep, improves to 14-4, 8-2 in the Big Ten, five straight wins to go into the Christmas break, a 9-1 home record this season, plus 6-0 at home in Big Ten play. Mike Hastings and the sixth-ranked Badgers, a heck of a first semester, while Guy Gadowski's Nittany Lions fall to 9-7-3, 2-5-3 in Big Ten play. This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. Tonight, four goals for the Badgers, 63 for the season, $1,323 goes to fight colorectal cancer. Ian Perrin here as the Badgers win 4-1 tonight, and let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar.
Well, I'm not 100% sure that people would agree with me on some of these things, but obviously the third star of the game, I thought that Grammy may have guessed a few times, but he guessed right. So I would say that William Grammy is... Grammy is the third star of the game. Not that he got faced a lot of point-blank shots, but it was just all the weird bounces out in front that he was reacting to that made me even consider him for a star of the game.
Okay.
And the second star of the game, I just think that finally this weekend he may have gotten... what's the proverbial saying? Monkey off his back.
Sure.
The fact that Charlie Strammel got a goal and that it was a skill goal, not a garbage goal or anything like that, and the fact that he'll probably end this Christmas season or going to this Christmas season as a plus player. He has come from not being in the lineup to fourth liner to whatever, and now is making contributions like you wouldn't believe. So Charlie Strammel, our second guy, second star of the game, excuse me, and the first star of the game getting his first goal of the year. We're not going to be able to say that very much this year about Anthony Kerr, because we won't say that he gets the tying goal very often. Yes, he is my first star of the game, and hopefully a very happy young man.
We're going to talk with him in our post-game show. Anthony Kerr, first goal in 26 games. Christian Fitzgerald gets credit for the game winner halfway through the game. The Badgers beat Penn State tonight 4-1. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. More to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin, a 4-1 win over Penn State tonight to sweep this series and finish the first half 14-4. Next up, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, December 28th and 29th. Rob Vogel will be back with Ian Perrin calling those games, and Valley Sports Wisconsin will televise those games too, which is nice. Energizing performance of the game tonight brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Who energized you today here, Ian?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously Anthony Kerr was the inspiration when he scored that first goal to make the game tied. But the thing that inspired me was that everything that was done on that play, from Cruz Lucius keeping it into the zone to him walking to neutral or to center of the ice, making a feathered pass across to Kerr, and Kerr seeing all the traffic with all the feet and everything downstairs in front of the goaltender, sends a bullet top shelf. And I'm just like, you know, everything that you would draw up, here's make a decision. Are you going to pass it or are you going to shoot it? Are you going to shoot it low or are you going to shoot it high? Everything that all three decisions made in that particular play were the correct ones. That's when I just thought, you know what? Everything's going in the right direction. People are starting to think and make correct decisions. It inspired me, if let's put it that way.
Looks like the Badgers headed in the right direction at 14-4. They beat Penn State tonight 4-1. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings, Anthony Kerr coming up. Highlights and scores, too. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Wisconsin 4, Penn State 1, the final score. Badgers sweep the series. And we look at scores from around the country. The Wisconsin women won at Minnesota today 5-1. Lacey Eden scored a couple of times for the third-ranked Badgers, who finished the first half 14-4, 10-4 in the WCHA. Next games for Mark Johnson's club, January 5th and 6th at LeBron Arena against Merrimack. The Wisconsin men's basketball team lost at top-ranked Arizona 98-73. The Badgers play here at the Kohl Center Thursday night against Jacksonville State. The Wisconsin women's basketball team welcomes in 4th-ranked Iowa and superstar, reigning National Player of the Year, Caitlin Clark. A 1:30 tip-off tomorrow, sold out here at the Kohl Center. That game will be on the Badger Sports Network. And after losing set number three at the Fieldhouse, the Wisconsin volleyball team leads Oregon in the fourth set. I saw 19-14. The Badgers won the first two sets. Wisconsin trying to get to the final four in Tampa if it can knock off the Ducks here tonight. Did you see anything else?
No, I didn't see anything else. And unfortunately for me, I'm kind of envious. I mean, they're going to Tampa in December. Let's be honest.
That would be nice, right?
Oh, Lordy. I can guarantee you they're never going to have the NCAA Women's Volleyball Championships in Saskatchewan or North Dakota.
They've had it here before.
Yes.
Yes, right. Let's see. Non-conference men's Division I college hockey tonight. Maine beat Bentley 3-2. The Black Bear is ranked eighth in the country. Northeastern over Brown 4-1. We'll see Northeastern in Milwaukee at the Holiday Faceoff. Say a fifth-ranked Quinnipiac beat Long Island 4-2. New Hampshire a 1-0 win over RPI. Holy Cross beat UMass Lowell 4-2. Arizona State and Dartmouth a 1-1 tie. Vermont knocked off Union 4-1. UMass beat Anchorage 3-2. Sacred Heart and Princeton skated to a 2-2 draw. Atlantic Hockey, Robert Morris 2-1 victory over Niagara. Mercyhurst edged Army 4-3. RIT knocked off American International 5-2. In the NCHC, St. Cloud and Omaha tied at 2 in overtime, unless there's been an update, but that's a 2-2 overtime tie right now. Still some time remaining.
Correct.
Minnesota Duluth won at Miami 3-1. Colorado College beat top-ranked North Dakota for a second straight night 3-2, right?
Hard place to play, but you would have never thunk it.
And after upsetting 7th-ranked Denver or 4th-ranked Denver last night, Western Michigan Broncos lost at home to the Pioneers 6-5. Hockey East, 2nd-ranked Boston College edged 9th-ranked Providence 5-4. CCHA, Bowling Green got by Ferris 4-3. Northern Michigan over Michigan Tech 3-1. Lake Superior State blew out Bemidji 6-1. And do you have a final on the Minnesota State-St. Thomas game?
My understanding is it is still in the third period, and it is St. Thomas 2, Minnesota State 1.
All right, Mavericks won last night 3-1. And in the Big Ten, Minnesota and Ohio State skated to a 1-1 overtime tie, but the Gophers won in a shootout to take 5 of 6 points in that series. Justin Close, 25 saves for the Gophers. Christopher Eberle had to stop only 16 shots for the Buckeyes. Ohio State clamped down, 17 shots on goal for Minnesota, but the Gophers get the extra point. And Trey Augustine, 31 saves. Carson Dorwart and Red Savage scored. Michigan State, ranked 7th in the country, held off Notre Dame 2-1. So Michigan State, 14, make that 12-4-2 this season. 7-1-2 in the Big Ten, good for first place, 25 points, 1 point better than the Wisconsin Badgers, who are 8-2 in the league. Remember, the Spartans swept Wisconsin in East Lansing last month. Those teams will meet here in Madison in March. Minnesota's in third place at the break, 7 points behind Michigan State. Notre Dame, 15 points. Michigan, 12. Penn State, 11. Ohio State with but 3. The Buckeyes winless in 10 league games. So Wisconsin wins here tonight 4-1. Waiting to hear from head coach Mike Hastings. Hope he'll join us here after this two-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Well, we got word from the field house that the Wisconsin volleyball team has knocked off Oregon in 4 sets. So Kelly Sheffield's Badgers will be playing in the NCAA Final Four next weekend in Tampa, Florida. That's fun. Good for them. Congratulations. Of course, they won the national championship a couple of years ago. And we'll tell Mike about that. I'm sure he'll be happy. Maybe that's why he's not here yet to do the postgame show. He may have been watching that volleyball match on TV.
Or he was over there celebrating with them already. He just Ubered over to the field house.
So he's Ubering back now, listening to the postgame show, knowing he's late. Is that what you're saying?
I did not know that he was that much of a volleyball fan.
He was there Thursday. He's getting into Badger sports. So we hope to hear from Mike Hastings here coming up. Wisconsin, a 6-3 win over Penn State last night to extend its winning streak to 4. Badgers were trying to hang with Michigan State or maybe get past Michigan State for first place in the Big Ten. But the Spartans won today, so Wisconsin trying to stay within a point at the semester break. Taking on the Nittany Lions here tonight in Madison, and here are the plays of the game. Christian Berger, though, that was Lampa on the attack. Here's a wrister. Oh, what a save made by Grandma. Wow. Shot from the slot by Sarlo and Grandma. Wow, that was a beautiful glove save. Lucius in the offensive zone, left wing looking. Kerr, slot, catches. Now right dot, shoots and scores! Anthony Kerr! First goal of the season for the senior from Winnipeg, and we're even. Now Whitelaw, 2-on-1. He's got a chance for Fitzgerald who scores! Oh, what a pass by Whitelaw! Great catch, Fitzgerald. The finish, 2-1 Wisconsin. Down goal line right. He'll skate it behind the net. He wrapped one around before. He tries again. Grandma stops, dives on it. 21 seconds left. The Badgers lead 3-1. Center ice now at Slampa. Passes to Kerwin. Fans here at the Kohl Center come to their feet. Quite a first semester for the Wisconsin Badgers under first-year coach Mike Hastings. Off to an 8-2 start in the Big Ten and 14-4 to begin the regular season, and an empty netter to finish off the first half. As it came off the end boards and Horbach hammered it home at the horn. Wisconsin wins 4-1. Those are your plays of the game here tonight. A 4-1 Wisconsin victory. And downstairs is Mike Hastings, the Badgers head coach, came sprinting into the interview area. I'm guessing you may have been watching the Wisconsin volleyball team advance to the Final Four.
Yeah, how sweet is that? You know what? I was fortunate enough to go and witness their victory, and that was my first volleyball experience, and I know there's people out there that are like, why did it take you so long to go watch that event? Special, happy for them. I think it's unbelievable. And for those that haven't been out and watched that, when you have an opportunity, you've got to go do it. What an environment, and what a bunch of athletes, unbelievably well coached, and represent our university in a special way.
Yeah, well, first time I met you, I thought you were a volleyball player, actually.
That's a first. That's a first.
All of you coaches who are follically impaired, like yourself and Kelly Sheffield,
seem a little to respect all there. Yes,
gravitate. to each other.
Yeah,
he's better looking. That's not hard to do, but I got to give him that crown.
Congratulations on finishing off the sweep tonight. You made it a little difficult, taking quite a few penalties, but your penalty kill was solid once again, and you got goals each period, and just a good win, good weekend for your club.
Yeah, you know what, fellas? We're just this group's done a really good job at finding a way. Our start wasn't great. I thought we left. I thought we left our goaltender on a little bit of an island with the first one on a backdoor goal. But as he has done since he's gotten here, he was up to the challenge and all the work that he's put in with Kevin Murdoch, our goaltending coach, and then our group. I thought our group did a good job of bending and not break tonight. Had some guys make some into. And what about Charlie Strammel's weekend? I can't say enough about him because he has stuck with it, and happy for him. And it was a good way to finish our first half.
Yeah, goal and three assists for Charlie this weekend, plus three last night, and tonight he was plus one. Excellent weekend for Charlie. I feel good for Anthony Kerr, too, because he has proven to be one of the best lockdown defensemen in the Big Ten, and then he pots one here tonight for the first time in a year. That was pretty special.
You know what it was, and he has gone through some significant bumps and bruises through this first half, and anytime you go to him, you ask how you doing. He said, "Coach, I'm fine." And so he played through a lot of pain here through that first half. He's just a wee guy. He's a glue guy. He's somebody you love seeing at the rink every day. But he's one of the main reasons we've been as successful as we have been in the first half.
I would say your penalty kill's another reason, right?
Yeah, you know what? Todd cannot. Runs our penalty kill, and I thought Nick Oliver, who, you know, Todd was on the road tonight recruiting, and Nick, you know, I'm surrounded by some really smart people, and they do a really good job, and that always starts with goaltending with Kevin Murdoch, and then those guys handling our defensive core and the forwards. You look right now of 18 and 22, which is Lindmark and Horbach, Silje, who everybody, you know, you try to look at his offense. What he does in other areas when the offense isn't clicking is very special. And Matty D. St. Fal, you know, just a heart and soul of our club. And so you need those guys to do that. They've done a very good job at keeping pucks out of our net when we go to the box.
I commented on Charlie Strammel's goal. How do you leave a 6'3", 215-pound person all alone in front of the net?
Yeah, you know what, and just, again, I'm really happy for Charlie because I probably need to find him more minutes as that game went on. I didn't. He deserved it, and so that'll be something that I'll address. I talked to him a little bit after the game and just told him how proud I was of him in the weekend.
Yeah, Mike, your club is 14-4 overall. 8-2 in the Big Ten, only 1 point out of first place, and you're only halfway through. And having spoken with you, there's more to come. There's more you can do, right?
Yeah, we've still got a lot of work to do. But you know what? A couple things I want to mention. We're you know, this week we're going to lose William Whitelaw and Quinn Finley to the national team tryout camp. So we all want to say good luck to those two young men. They're really hitting their stride here at the right time, and I think that they're going to go and show themselves well. So we want to wish them luck. And then really just the idea of our leadership group with Mike Verlicky, Matty D. St. Fal, David Silje, Latcher, and Keir. They've done such a good job at unifying this group from day one. And we're glad that we're able to write the chapter that we have. We can put that to bed. Hopefully the guys will get some rest and some well-focused time for what they've got in academics. But it's been a good first half, and we look forward to the second half.
Well, Mike, thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And can't wait for Milwaukee. Well, we can wait for a little bit. Get right, rest up, get healthy, and then we'll see you in Milwaukee here in a few weeks.
Well, Pose, I know you're going to go over and see your daughter, so you do me a favor. You take care of that family of yours. And happy holidays to everybody that's listening. And you know what? On Wisconsin.
There you go. Mike, thank you so much. That's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings here in the postgame show. Wisconsin with a 4-1 win over Penn State tonight. Like you coached for a long time, you know, you get halfway through the season, you look at your record, and you might be really good. You might be, yeah, maybe not. Either way, you've still got a lot of work to do, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I think the one thing about Christmas break, and I was never a big fan of Christmas breaks, especially when we were hot. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going into Christmas break and, all of a sudden you've got 3 weeks off, and what are the kids going to do? How's this going to happen? How's that going to happen? You get into a situation where if you're not playing well, you have optimism for the second half. If you are playing well, it's let's hope we can keep playing well by the second half. So Christmas break was always the worst time of the year for me as a coach.
Well, the Badgers win here tonight 4-1, and one of our stars of the game is going to join us now, senior defenseman Anthony Kerr, who scored his first goal of the game in Wisconsin's 4-1 win over Penn State. Series sweep, Anthony, you're 14-4, 8-2 in the Big Ten at the semester break. How is this all feeling for you?
It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. Nice to see all our hard work throughout the summer and then just throughout this whole season starting to pay off. I mean, Coach said it's don't be satisfied, but, I mean, we earned it. We've done the work to get here, and just got to carry that over going in the second half now.
Anthony, when did you believe that this team could do what it's doing right now?
I think we've always had the pieces, and I think the beliefs just started to grow. Like, right when we got on campus in the summertime, we clicked so easily as a group early in June, and then built on that momentum throughout the workouts. And then when we finally got to go on the ice together for practices for the first time, I mean, you knew it right there. You could see that this team has it, and it's shown.
It was interestingly enough because I had a little chuckle when you scored your goal. I went, uh-oh, he's from Winnipeg. Go high or go home. Top shelf. Oh, I was impressed.
That was a beauty. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Cruz made a great play, just holding on to the puck, buying some time. When I saw him cut up, I just knew that I could jump through the gap and beat the winger. And then, yeah, I made a perfect pass on my tape. And Simon Tassi had a great screen in front as well, so I kind of had that whole corner. I probably had the easiest job out of the two of them, but obviously scoring the goal is the most fun part of it. So, no, it was good.
Yeah, it looked like you were looking for more, though. I mean, you almost scored last night, too, a couple of times.
Yeah, I jumped up there a few times yesterday. Could have probably had a few, but, no, it's all starting to click for all of us. So, no, it's been fun.
Yeah, and, you know, and Coach Hastings, the whole coaching staff, they let you jump into the play. You know, be hockey players is what they're doing, right?
For sure, yeah. They all have that trust. And with our system, it's kind of interchangeable. So if I'm jumping up, there's always going to be a forward coming back. So we always have that trust in each other to make those plays.
Well, your partner covers your behind a lot when you take off. When two comes to the middle of the ice, I'm just like, yeah, let them go run around 24. Go run around up there and play with the puck because two is always there to cover you.
Yes, yeah, he's a rock-solid defenseman and great partner to have. So
he's a great partner.
Yeah.
Anthony, it's been fun watching you play. Congratulations on the first half of the season, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Okay?
All right, Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, thanks, Brian. That's Anthony Kerr with the Badgers scoring his first goal of the season tonight in a 4-1 win over Penn State. As we look at the final statistics tonight, shots on goal 26-22 in favor of Penn State, but still 16 below their average, Ian. You know, they averaged 42 per game. Last night, only 28. Tonight, only 26. That's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I was to be able to shut them down defensively like that. I think the other thing is that they have become more of a think ahead of play. They're looking when they come in the blue line, on the blue line, instead of just dumping it into the corner or shooting it on net, they're thinking ahead, at least one play ahead, and I think that cost them. Penn State in particular got kind of burned a few times by not making the natural reaction play, which is shoot it on net or try and make a cross-ice pass or whatever. Once they held onto the puck too long, they got out of their system, and that's going to cause them to have less shots on net as time rolls on.
Yeah, their leader in shots on goal, Ryan Kerwin, had six, but he failed to score this weekend. Didn't have a single shot on goal last night. Kerwin was -2 tonight. A lot of minuses on the Penn State side of things. Their lone goal scored tonight by Jimmy Dowd, 1 minute into the game, his first goal of the season. Penn State was 0-for-5 on the power play, had only six shots on goal in 11 minutes and 30 seconds. This weekend, Ian, only eight shots on goal in 16 minutes of power play hockey. Not only was Wisconsin good overall defensively, but the penalty kill was superb.
And I don't think that they got the open opportunities that they're used to getting on the power play. Give credit to Wisconsin's penalty kill units because they shut down a lot of point-blank shots where they tried to go cross ice and make the pretty play. But the fact of the matter being is this team is from Penn State is built on offense, and when they're not creating opportunities and getting shots on net, they're not going to have much success.
Now, the Badgers had 22 shots on goal tonight, 0 for 2 on the power play, 2 shots on goal in 2.5 minutes, 5 penalties for 13 minutes for Wisconsin, 2 penalties, 4 minutes for Penn State. Wisconsin won 31 of 60 faceoffs tonight. Owen Lindmark, 13 out of 24. David Cilia was 9 of 16. Liam Soulier got the starting goal for Penn State. He made 18 saves but took the loss. His record this season is 6-5-1. Penn State falls to 9-7-3, 2-5-3 in league play. Freshman William Grama started tonight. He's now 2-0. Made his Big Ten debut with 25 saves. So Grama gets the win in goal as the Badgers improved to 14-4, 8-2 in conference play. 9,490 fans paid to watch tonight's game that took 2 hours and 14 minutes to play because of several video reviews by the referees here tonight. Final score, Wisconsin 4, Penn State 1. We'll wrap things up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Well, Ian, it has been a fun first half, and you know, the fans are coming back a little bit more every single time, and still 8 home games left for the Badgers in the second semester, January 12th and 13th at home against Lindenwood, February 2nd and 3rd. Minnesota comes to town February 9th and 10th. It's Notre Dame. Regular season ends at home against Michigan State March 1st and 2nd. Also, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, Thursday, December 28th, Friday, December 29th, with Air Force, Northeastern, and Minnesota Duluth at Fiserv Forum. The Badgers will open against Air Force on that Thursday night. Wisconsin will play at 7:30 both nights in that tournament and trying to win an in-season tournament before resuming conference play the following weekend. But a lot of fun still to come for this hockey club.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Come Christmas time, I never thought that the Badgers would be in this position. Every time there's a transition made in coaching staff and players and kids not coming and kids transferring in, kids transferring out, all the rest of that kind of stuff, it takes a special person, and Mike Hastings seems to be the guy who is that special person who can take all of those ifs, ands, and buts and turn them into positive things, and he's done a marvelous job here in the first half. So when I give him his grade report for the first semester of year one, going to be a lot of stars on there, a lot of A pluses and all the rest of that kind of stuff. No, it's been really fun to see, and And I'll be honest with you, when he mentioned how Charlie Strammel, he just had to give him a big thank you for really sticking it out and playing so well, because he is now a significant factor in the Badger hockey lineup.
Yeah. Nice job. Fun working with you.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. That's Ian Perrin. My thanks to Jason Jennings at our Learfield Studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Another thank you to Paul Brown and Bill Howard for calling the game last night as well. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Enjoy your Christmas, and thanks for listening. The Badgers knock off Penn State tonight by the final score of 4-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately?
Festival.
Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed. Local legend,
radio,
from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites,
FHR,
Pete Ravel, Michael
AM.
Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy,
Bria Krieger, joining us, a local artist,
to welcome to the WFHR stage the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Hundreds of Palestine supporters marched in Brooklyn today, voicing their outrage over the U.S. blocking the U.N. Security Council demands for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. The U.N. says half the population in Gaza is now starving as Israel continues to attack from the north and the south. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
The devastation stretching as far south as Rafah on Egypt's border, supposedly the Strip's safest area. 18-year-old university student Hassam Sharif has a message for President Biden he shared with our CBS News producer Marwan Alghul.
I hope that there is still people in America who have a heart of gold and just to go out. I want you, all of you, to go out to stop all these massacres.
Some severe weather is pounding parts of the country. CBS Baltimore forecaster Steve Sosna tells us where.
Strong tornadoes reported in parts of Tennessee. Extensive damage in parts of the Nashville metro area. Also Clarksville, Tennessee. Some really nasty damage caused by tornadoes.
Three people are confirmed dead, dozens injured. In Texas, the state Supreme Court has put a ruling on hold which allowed a pregnant woman to have an emergency abortion because her fetus has a fatal condition. So what happens now? Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court said, we are not ruling on the merits of the lawsuit, which essentially is challenging the scope of the Texas abortion ban. We just need more time to issue a final ruling.
Baseball star Shohei Ohtani signed a 10-year, $700 million contract with the LA Dodgers.
Fans at a sports bar just got the news, and they expect to be at more Dodgers games in the coming decade.
We needed somebody like him, and I think he wants to win, and I think he's going to bring in a little bit more fire.
Over at Fourth Quarter Sports in Highland Park, owner Eric Nicholas says they don't know when the official Ohtani gear will come in, but they're gearing up for a big Ohtani section.
We're going to do some Ohtani-inspired fitteds, so you're going to see like some Japan-LA crossover.
Natalie Tavidian for CBS News, Los Angeles.
If you live in New York City, you probably saw thousands of drunk Santas in the streets today for the annual SantaCon. People dressed as jolly old St. Nick took over Midtown for a pub crawl.
There's Christmas in the air, man. I don't know. Everyone's in that giving spirit today. It's a great time.
The event gives back to charity. It typically draws around 30,000 participants throughout the event all day long. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a chance of snow. Lows around 25. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 32 tomorrow, partly cloudy. About an inch of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
So awesome. Elizabeth Berry live in the lair. It's a 9:55. How long is Meet Me in Madison? How long is the song?
4 minutes.
I tell you what. Tell me where you guys are playing next. What's coming up
tomorrow,
on the calendar?
Tomorrow I'm playing in Watertown, Wisconsin at Local Waters. There's a lot of shows in Iowa coming up. But starting in 2024, we have a packed schedule. So look at my website, elizabethmerrymusic.com. Lots of full band shows, lots of festivals. And we're going to be recording new music coming up. So
that's awesome. Thank you so much for making the journey in tonight. I know you played a show before coming in tonight. Much appreciated. Congratulations on all the success.
Give it up
for Elizabeth Berry here in the studio. Rocker, I'm just going to take your song. This is Elizabeth Berry, Meet Me in Madison. Maxine Kevy is coming up next here on Civic Media. And just so you guys know, the heartbreak is going to happen. I'm going to fade you out before that happens. Take it away.
All right.
Bonjour.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the Promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the Promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the Promoter at 414-944-1704.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Violent storms tore through central Tennessee, destroying homes, killing at least six people, sending about two dozen